So before we start learning today, the shiur today is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas HaRav Rabbi Eliezer ben Rabbi Yitzchok Yehuda, whose Yahrzeit is this coming Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Terumo, the father of our dear friend Reb Shimon Fein, a permanent member of this shiur, She'tibod L'chaim Tovim V'aruchim, and your father should be a Meretz Yosher for the entire family. You should only know Simcha V'Nachas. The shiur is also dedicated Le'ilui Nishmosa Shel Isha HaChashuvo, Chava Bes Reborach, the mother of also one of our members, one of the Mishtatfim Kvuim in this shiur, Mr. Bauer, and his mother passed away this Shabbos. He's sitting Shiva. Shekodesh Bochu Yenachim Es Kol HaMishpocha B'toch Shar Evle Tzion V'Yushalayim. And they should only know Simcha Venachas, and the mother should be a Meretz Yosho. Le'ilui Nishmas Moras Chava Bas Reborach. So this week's parsha, we learn the mitzvah, which is our dream and hope every day. V'yosu le'migdosh v'shuchanti b'soichom. So one of the Taryag mitzvahs Shabbatayra is the mitzvahs Asiyas Amigdosh. And this is a mitzvah Klal Yisrael wore Mekayim once in the Midbar, Basiyas HaMishkan, and then in Bayis Lishon, once again in Bayis Shaini, and once more, Bekorah B'Yameinu. So there is a machlokes between the Rambam on one hand and Rashi V'Tosfos on the other, whether the Bayis Lishon will be built by mortals, by men, just like the first three, the Mishkan and the two Bote Migdosh. That is the clear opinion of the Rambam in several different sources. Rashi V'Tosfos and three different sources in Shas maintain that the Bayis HaShlishi Boni V'Mishuchlal Yered Eish Men HaShomayim. But the Moinei HaMitzvahs do count Asiyas HaMigdosh as one of Taryag Mitzvahs Shebetoyra, as we find in Sefer HaMitzvahs LaRambam Mitzvahs Aseichof. And the source of this mitzvah is in the Vocha Deka Parsha. V'yosu li migdosh v'shuchanti b'soichom. And there's an interesting machlokes between Rambam and Ramban. The Rambam, Perek Chof Mesefer HaMitzvos that I just quoted, and the Ramban disputes the opinion of the Rambam not on this spot, but rather in mitzvah Lamed Gimel, mitzvah Saseh Lamed Gimel. Mitzvah Saseh Lamed Gimel is the mitzvah of Big Day Kahuna. And a mitzvah Saseh Lamed Gimel, the Ramban has a different opinion. So the Rambam maintains that the mitzvah of Asiyas HaMishkan includes all the Kalim. Mishkan v'Kalav are one concept, one idea, and one mitzvah sasei. And when the Torah commands, V'yosi le'migdosh v'shechanti b'soicha, migdosh includes all the clay of migdosh. The Rambam has a different opinion, and the Ramban argues. V'yosi le'migdosh is the migdosh. It is only the building, only the structure. So what is the source for Asiyas HaKalim? The Ramban says, the various different avoiders demand kelim. Because if you don't have a menorah, you can't light menorah samora. And if you don't have the shulchan, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah lechem aponim. Without the mizbech hachitzen, how would be makriv korbonos? And without the mizbech hapnimi, how could we bring ketores twice every day? So the Ramban maintains that the various different mitzvahs that are included in avoiders hamikdosh, Hachatos v'ha'oshom, v'ha'aktores, v'ha'neres, v'lecham aponim, they necessitate Asiyas HaKalim. So the mitzvah of Asiyas HaAvoida includes the mitzvah of Asiyas HaKalim, which are necessary. Without them, we cannot perform the avoidas, and therefore the mitzvah of Asiyas HaKalim is included in each different avoida that is performed in each different kli. That is the opinion of the Rambam. We have two additional shittas, which besides the fundamental machloikis, Rambam and Ramban, are noteworthy. And one of them is the Ravid. Because Sefer HaMitzvahs is a Sefer B'fnei Atzmoy, but Sefer HaMitzvahs HaKotzer, which we call Minyan HaMitzvahs, is an integral part of Sefer HaMitzvahs. And therefore, the Bala HaSogas on Minyan HaMitzvahs is the Ravid, because the Ravid is the Bar Plukta of the Rambam and Mishneh Torah. And the Sefer HaMitzvahs HaKotzer is an integral part and an introduction to the Mishneh Torah. But Sefer HaMitzvahs is a Sefer in itself. And the Baal HaSogas and Sefer HaMitzvahs is the Ramban. So the Ravid and Minyan HaMitzvahs, Mitzvahs HaSeichof, argues against the Rambam, Why don't you count Asiyas HaMizbeach as a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo? And I think the essence of the Ravid's argument is twofold. First of all, Asiyas HaMizbeach, the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, is not in Parshas Truma. So obviously it wouldn't be included in the Yosi LeMikdash. In Parshas Truma, in the beginning of the Parsha, the Torah specifically explains how we make the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Mizbeach HaPanimi, the Oroin, and on all these Kelim, the Pasuk says, Kechor Asher Ani Maroischu, Estavnas HaMikdash, V'Tavnas Kol Kelev Kein Tasu Adoris. So there's reasoning to argue, and that is the opinion of the Rambam, that all these various different Kelim are included in V'Yosi LeMikdash. However, the mitzvah of Asiyas HaMizbeach is at the end of Parshas B'Shalach, right after the story of Luchas Uedis, at the very end Parshas Yisroi, right at the end of Parshas Yisroi, right after the story of the Luchois, at the end of the Parsha. Mizbech Adom Otaseli, V'zavach Tov L'Vesel Osech V'Shlomech V'Sonech V'Zbekorecha B'Kol Mokom Asher Asker Shem Yov Alecha V'Berechticho V'Mizbech Avonim Taseli Yisrev Nesek Osech. So obviously, the mitzvah of Asiyas HaMizbeach, which is comes before the mitzvah of Asiyas HaMishkon B'Chlal, that's at the end of Parshas Tumah, is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmai. And the other point is the Rambam Paskins, that is the clear opinion of the Rambam, in Perek Vov, Alocha Tez Vov, Melchiz Beis Abchira, Makriven Afor Pisha in Bayis, to bring the various different sacrifices, the various different carbonates. We don't even need the Beis HaMikdash. Kedusha Rishoyna, Kutcha Rishata, V'Kutcha Liyosad Lovay, Alochi Kireb Yishua. So according to the Rambam, we don't even need the Beis HaMikdash to bring carbonates. All we need is the Mizbeach. And therefore, the Ravid maintains, even if we will follow in the Rambam's footsteps, we will accept his Shitta, that Asiyas HaKelim is included in Mikdash, that does not include the Mizbeach. I think there are three different reasons. First of all, the source. The source is significant. The mitzvah on Asiyas HaMizbeach comes before Asiyas HaMishkan. That's in Parshas Yisro, and this is in Parshas Truma. Number two, we could be Makrav Korbonos without the bias. All we need is the Mizbeach. Number three, the Mizbeach wasn't a kli. It was a structure. It was Mechuba LaKarka. And it wouldn't be defined as clay HaMikdash. And for these three reasons, the Ravid maintains the Rambam might be right regarding other Kalim. They're all included in the Yosi LeMikdash. But the Mizbeach HaChitzen is an exception, and that is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. On the other hand, Sefer HaMitzvahs L'Rabbeinu Sadia Goan. And I always fondly say, Sefer HaMitzvahs L'Rasag Shechiber Rabbi Yerucham Fisher Pehlo. Does that make sense? I think it does, because whoever is familiar with Sefer HaMitzvahs L'Rasag knows this amazing phenomena. One of the amazing gedolim, the big iluyim in Poland in the era right before the Holocaust, right before World War II, one of the iluyim in Poland was Rabbi Yerucham Fisher Pehlo. He wasn't a Rishiv, he wasn't a Rav, he wasn't a Klei Kodesh, but he was a tremendous iluy. And he actually was Machabe Sefer HaMitzvahs L'Rasag. But isn't the Rasag Rabbeinu Sadia Goan? He wasn't known as Rabbi Yerucham Fisher Pehlo. There was only 1,000 years between them. But Rabbeinu Sadia Goan didn't really write an actual Sefer HaMitzvahs. Like many of the Rishonei Sfarad, he was a Ish HaShkoilis. He was the greatest Rosh Hashiva in Bavel. He was the Poisig, because in those days, the Rishivas were the Rabbonim. They were the Dayonim. They were Anshe HaShkoilis. There was no different definition. A Rosh Hashiva Lamdin and a Rav Poisig, and he was the God Lador, and he was a great philosopher. And he wrote the Gewaldige work, Emunas Vedeyas L'Rasag, and he was also a Paitan and a Chorez and a poet. And actually, he wrote a Charuz, which included Taryag Mitzvahs. But it was built like a poem, like a song, and there was no elaboration. He wasn't mefalpel. And Reb Fisher Pehlo took that poem, took that song, that Charuz, and he developed it into a Sefer HaMitzvahs, three volumes, far bigger in quantity than the Minchas Chinuch. He made it actually Sefer HaMitzvahs with three big volumes, thousands of pages. So that was the Gaonis of Reb Fisher Pehlo. So I say, Sefer HaMitzvahs L'Rasag, Shechiber Reb Fisher Pehlo, He maintains that each and every one of Klei HaMikdash is a mitzvah sasei bifnei atzmoi. And Rabbeinu Sadi Gaon counts in his minyan six different mitzvahs. Asiyas HaMikdash vekeilo. So we actually have four different opinions. How we are mechalek, how do we divide, how do we set up Asiyas HaMishkan vekeilo mepchinas minyan tar yag mitzvah shevetoyle. So let's come back to the fundamentals, the Rambam and the Ramban. So the Rambam maintains, V'yosi HaMikdash includes the kelim. For some reason, the Rambam even includes Mizbeach HaChitzan. He does not count Mizbeach HaChitzan k'mitzvah b'fnei atzmoi. The Ramban argues, Mikdosh is Mikdosh. Mikdosh is only Mikdosh, only the building, only the structure. So what is the source that we need to make clear Mikdosh? According to the Ramban, the various different avodas necessitate the kelim. Without the kelim, you can't perform those avodas. So the mitzvah of Asiyas HaKelim is part of the mitzvah of Asiyas Avoda that we perform in each and every one of those respective kelim. And I felt many years ago when I wrote this in Minchas Osher that I think the Rambam and the Ramban halchu lishitosom bekol iker geder Asiyas HaMikdosh. The Rambam defines the Mikdosh both in Sefer HaMitzvos and both in Mishneh Torah. So I quote the Loshon of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos HaSeichof, Shenitztaveinu livnois beis avoido LaHashem. So the Rambam defines, what is the beis HaMikdash? A beis avoido. And in the very first Aloch and Hilchas beis HaBchira, in Sefer HaAvoido, the Rambam writes, the very first Mitzvah, Mitzvos HaSeichof Torah, livnois beis LaHashem, liois, makrivim boi, korbonois, v'madlikim boi neiris, v'chogigim elav sholosh po'om v'shonosh. So the Rambam once again defines, what is the essence of the Beis HaMikdash? Bayis LaShem, liois makrivim boi korbonois. That is the Rambam's basic approach, a basic definition, a basic philosophy. What is the Beis HaMikdash about? What is the essence of Beis HaMikdash? Beis HaVoido. Bayis LaShem, liois makrivim boi korbonois. The Rambam, at the very beginning of this week's parsha, Parsha's Truma, in the very first psukim, the Ramban explains the essence of the Beis HaMikdash. Hashroas Hashchina Beis HaMikdash is a continuation of Mamed Har Sinai. Ratzon Hashem, that Mamed Har Sinai should live with us forever, and therefore, the Hashroas Hashchina, the same Shchina that rested on Har Sinai, was transferred to Har HaMoriah. And the same Eish, the Eish HaGdoila that was on Har Sinai, goes over to rest in Beis HaMikdash, and that is the Eish Yordam and HaShemayim on the Mizbeach. And those same Luchos that were the essence of Har Sinai, Mamed Har Sinai with the Luchos, those same Luchos are in Kodesh HaKodeshim. And the Ikar Shechin is in Kodesh HaKodeshim. And those same Luchos, that they were the essence of Ashros HaShechin on Har Sinai. That is the opinion of the Ramban. So the Ramban wasn't asked to define the essence of the Beis HaMikdash, but learning the Perashat Ramban al HaTorah, this week's Parsha that I just quoted, I think if we would ask the Ramban, would you please define the essence of the Beis HaMikdash, he would say Beis Shechino, not necessarily Beis Avoido. Beis Shechino, that is the essence of the Beis HaMikdash. And I think the Ramban, Neshitosoi, the Rambam defining the Beis HaMikdash as a Beis HaVoido, Bayis L'Shem, Lius Makriv and Korek Bono, he says, goes without saying, without Klei HaMikdash, there could be no Avoido. What is the Bayis without the Kelim? If the Bayis is meant to be a Beis HaVoido, then it would be only natural to maintain that Asiyas HaKelim is included in the midst of Yosi HaMikdash, because without Kelim, the Bayis is void of meaning. It has no meaning. Because the essence of the bias is a bias, lius mekriyim by karbonis. Without the mizbeach, there could be no karbonis. Without the shulchan, there's no lechem upon him. Without the mizbeach hazov, there is no ktoiris. So if the bias is a base avoido, it is only natural to maintain that kelim are part of the bias. According to the Ramban, the bias is primarily about shechino. And maybe shechino doesn't necessitate avoido. It's enough that we have the oroin, that we have the Luchos. That is what the Beis HaMikdash is about. That is Beis HaDoim Raglav. And that is where Mamed Har Sinai lives with us forever. So according to the Ramban, it's not natural to assume that Klei HaMikdash are included in the mitzvah of Asiyas HaBayis, and therefore the Ramban says. But the Beis HaMikdash has an additional meaning, an additional function, and that is, after all, we do have many mitzvahs that are centered in the Beis HaMikdash. So in order to perform those mitzvahs and those avodas, we need to do the Kelim. So that is the way I understand the Machloikis, the Ramban, and Rambam. So the Machloikis is not only in Droshes HaMikrois and the way we understand the Psukim and in our interpretation of this week's Parsha. I think the basis of the Machloikis is the entire essence, what Beis Mikdash means and what is its meaning and what is the essence of the Beis HaMikdash, whether it's a Beis Avoida or a Beis Shechinah. That is the way I would understand it. And maybe the Rambam and the Ramban go to Shetosoi, point number three. Because the Ramban, in Mitzvah Gimel Sheshochach Harav, as we know, there are many machloikas between Ramban and Rambam regarding Tarek Mitzvahs. The Ramban has his list, and the Rambam has his list, and then the Ramban comes along and he subtracts many mitzvahs that the Rambam did include, and he suggests what are the mitzvahs that Ramban suggests instead of those that he took out of the minyan of the Rambam. So the Rambam, Bein b'mitzvah sasei, bein b'mitzvah lo ta'aseh, after he discusses the opinions of the Rambam, and he writes his asogas, has a list. Mitzvah sheshochach harav. That means those mitzvahs that the Rambam omitted without justification, according to the Ramban. And a mitzvah gimel, sheshochach harav, the Ramban writes that the mitzvah shelo l'shanu is meseder akelem. The Ramban says, this is a mitzvah to say, Shelo l'shanois mesidur hakelim. Every kli should be in its proper place. That is a mitzvah into itself, according to the Ramban. And the Ramban wonders why the Rambam doesn't count this as a mitzvah. The way we explain the Rambam, I think the Rambam says, the kelim are part of the Beis HaMikdash. So, the Seder HaKelem and Mukam HaNochas HaKelem are also included in the Yosili Mikdash V'Shukhanti B'Soicham, just like we're not supposed to change or alter the size of the Mikdash or the way that we build the Mikdash, the same regarding the Kelem. Bearing in mind that the Kelem are an integral and essential part of the Beis HaMikdash Gufa, and it's the same mitzvah, the Yosili Mikdash is Mikdash V'Kelev, then the Tzivu Shelo Lishana Seder HaKelem is not a mitzvah in itself. It is an additional azhora, but it is part of the general mitzvah, of the basic mitzvah of Asiyas HaMishkan. The Ramban Lishitoso, no, the Kelem are not part of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, the mitzvah of Asiyas HaKelem is necessitated by the Avoides, but Shelo Lishana Seder HaKelem, that is, according to the Ramban, a mitzvah bifnei atzmo. Now, the Ramban. When the Ramban argues that Asiyas HaKelem are not part of Asiyas HaMishkan, but on the other hand, lo kishitas harasag, they also are not entitled, each kli, to be a mitzvah bifnei atzmo. They are included in the avoides. So how about Asiyas HaOroin? There is no avoider regarding the Oroin. The Oroin was in Kodesh HaKodeshim. Only once a year the Kohen Gadol went in there. And there was no avoider with the Oroin. All the Oroin was about was Luchas HaEdes that were in the Oroin. So the Ramban L'Shitoso, he says that Asiyas HaOroin is a mitzvah bifnei atzmo. The other Kelim, no. But the Oroin is a mitzvah bifnei atzmo. So one could wonder, but if the essence of Beis HaMikdash is Shekhinah, and Mokom HaShos HaShekhinah is in Kodesh HaKodeshim, so L'Chaire, thank you, Terem Yikrov, thank you. So, just the way we explain Shittas HaRambam, if the bias is essentially a Beis Avoido, then the Kelim are included in the mitzvah from bias, why wouldn't the Ramban assume the same regarding the Oroin? If Ashros HaShechinah is primarily in Kodesh HaKodeshim because of the Oroin, then why would the Oroin need to be a mitzvah bifnei atzmo? Why wouldn't we say Beis HaMikdash is all about Shechinah and the Shechinah rests on the Oroin? So why wouldn't the Urim be included in the mitzvah of Asiyas HaMishkan? Tzorech Loima. Yes, Kodesh HaKodeshim has more Kedusha than any other part of the Beis HaMikdash, but there still is a Shoros HaShechina in the entire Beis HaMikdash. V'yoseli Mikdash v'shulchanti b'soichom is not only in Kodesh HaKodeshim. In Minchas Osher HaTorah, I have a list of 10 different dargas of Shechina. We don't know much about Shechina, but we know that Eretz Yisrael is Nizkadosh Be'esek Kedushos, the highest level of Shechina, and we assume that the highest level of Kedusha is the highest level of Shechina, is in Kodesh HaKodeshim, Ma'ala Kapodes. Then we have the Heichel, and the Azora, and Harabayis. Harabayis has more Kedusha than the rest of Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim has more Kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael has more Kedusha than any place in Chutz Lords. So there are different levels in the Shechina. Kol be'asor Shechinta Sharia. Wherever 10 people get together, there's a Shos Shechina. V'nikdash shivetoch b'nei Yisrael. U'menayin shefelo echot shiyoshev yoisik b'toyre Shechina shluyu v'moy. Shenemar, b'chol mokem asher askir shemiyove yolecho v'beirach ticho. So there are different levels in Shechina. So yes, the highest concentration of Shechina is in Kodesh HaKodeshim, and the Ramban explains that has to do with the Oroin, but HaShos HaShechina, Beis HaMikdash, is not dependent on the Oroin. And even Bizman Ba'isheni, when there was no Oroin, there still was HaShos HaShechina, Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, even though the Rambam would define Beis HaMikdash as a Beis Shechina, Asiyas HaOroin is a mitzvah bifnei atzmo. Lo kishitas Rambam. According to the Rambam, we explained, if the bais is a beis avoid, there cannot be a void without kelim. And therefore, siyas kelim is included in v'yoseli mikdash. Hayachas shebein ha'oroin l'shchino, according to the Ramban, is not the same yachas as the kelim and the mikdash, according to the Rambam. It's different. Because there is shchino without the oroin. And there was a shos shchino in a certain degree, even Bizman HaBayasheni, when there was no Oran. And there's a Shos HaShechina, not only in Kodesh HaKodeshim, but in the entirety of Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, according to the Ramban, Oran would be a mitzvah bifnei atzma, but this brings us back to Shittas HaRambam. So why doesn't the Rambam count Oran as a mitzvah bifnei atzma? There was no avoider in the Oran. And if there was no avoider, why would it be included in the Yoseli Mikdash? We explained Shittas HaRambam, why would the Kelim be included in Yoseli Mikdash? Because the Bais HaBais Avoido. I'll make you an... But there was no Avoido B'dorin. There was Avoido B'Kodesh HaKodesh. I mean, he was Mazah, but the Dam did... Keneged. Didn't touch the Kapoiris. It was Keneged. So I'll give you an interesting piece of information. The Rambam in Hilchas Beis HaBchira doesn't even write anything about the Oren. And the Rambam doesn't describe the midos of the Oren and how the Oren is built. The Rambam is explicit and very clear and very detailed regarding all the other clay mikdash. Their size, the material, the method, exactly how they were made. But the Rambam writes nothing about the Oren. So it's quite obvious, according to the Rambam, the Oren was a mitzvah l'shova lo l'dairais. Tzoyfa ha-doiris marosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that in Bayis Shaini there will be no Oroin, and therefore there never will be a need to make an Oroin. Ad l'osad lovay. And the mitzvahs of l'osad lovay are not part of Taryag mitzvahs shebetoyra. And that was a gzeres shemayim, that the Oroin is a one-time feat. The Oren was made once. And the essence of the Oren is only to contain Lichas Uedis. And the Rambam in Perek Dalad of Hilchas Beis HaBchira, I think it'll be helpful if I could have a Rambam Avoido. So, because we have a few interesting Diduka Lashoinas in the Rambam, so if I could have a Rambam Avoido, Hilchas Beis HaBchira, I think it would be very helpful. So, the Rambam doesn't mention at all the details of Asiyas HaOroin, neither the size nor the material, nor the way the Oroin was made. So we explained, according to the Rambam, the Oroin is a mitzvah l'shov v'loy l'doyrois. So whatever happened to the Oroin, what is the story of the Oroin? So the Rambam Perek Dalet Alocha Aleph in Hilchas Beis Abchira, the Rambam writes, Evan Hoysu Bekoidesh HaKodeshim B'Marovoi. That is the Evan HaShasiyo. V'oleyo Hoyu Ho'oroin Munach Ulefonav Tzantzenes Amon V'mato Haroin. U'b'yeshe Bonu Shloim Es HaBayis. Shloim HaMelech built the Bayis, Beis Elomim, the first Beis HaMikdash. V'yoda She'soifoy Lechrav. Bono mokoim lignois boi ho oroin lemata. Bematmoinois amukois va akalkalois. Viashio a melech tzivu vigonze bomokim shabono shloimo. Shloimo prepared in advance. Matmoinois amukois va akalkalois. Underground tunnels and chambers to hide the oroin. And before the churban, when Yashio a melech became aware, mepianovi, that the Chorban is imminent, and in a short time the Romans will desecrate, and they will be Machal Kedushas HaMikdosh. Yashiyahu HaMelech took the Oroin out of Kodesh HaKodeshim, and he concealed the Oroin in those underground chambers that Shlomo HaMelech prepared in advance. Shenemar, V'yomer Leviyam HaMevinam L'Kol Yisrael HaKdushim L'Hashem, Tenu Asa Oroin HaKodesh Bebeis HaShabon Shlomo Ben David Melech Yisrael, Ein Lechem Asa Bekotef, Ato, Ivdu Asa Shem Alakechem. V'nignaz Imoi, Mata Haran V'tzantzenes V'shem An Amishcho, V'chol Eilu, Loichoz Rube Bayis Sheini. So the Rambam writes, Shlomo HaMelech knew in advance that Beis HaMikdash Yechrav, and he concealed the Oroin. And on Bayis Sheini there was no Oroin. Why wasn't there no Oroin on Bayis Sheini? Because there were no other lichas. Kodesh Baruch Hu never gave anyone luchas min hashamayim, luchas abris, besides the one he gave Moshe Rabbeinu Bahar Sinai. And if there is no luchos, what's the point in making an Oroin? So the Rambam Lishitosoi maintains Asiyas Oroin is not included in Taryag Mitzvahs, because it was Oiroas Shah. It was once, never to be again. But what would happen if the Oroin erodes, or it gets broken, or it was burnt? Bizman bayis, a bayis arishin. Wouldn't there be a mitzvah? So, ma bekach, that there wasn't Oroin bizman bayis sheni. But wouldn't there be a mitzvah the 400 years that the bayis arishin was standing? Why wouldn't there be a mitzvah of siyas Oroin? We need to bear in mind something else that the Gemara says. The Oroin was legamre shelo kederech hateva. The Gemara says, Ha'orein loy tofes mukam b'kodesh ha'kodeshim. Ha'orein hoyu noises noisav. So b'nei ka'os nosei ha'orein, the Oroin carried them. The Oroin was entirely not a natural phenomena. So that goes without saying. It was known that the Oroin cannot be destroyed. There is no such thing. It'll never erode. It'll never disintegrate. It can never be burnt. The Oroin was legamre shaloka derech hatev and kodesh hakodeshim. And therefore the Rambam maintains, no. The Oroin was a mitzvah l'shov v'lo l'doyis. Bizman bayis sheni, there was no Oroin. Li'oset lavoi, there will be no new Oroin. It'll be taken out from its concealment. Keil mistater b'shavro chevroin, chevyoin, and we'll have that same old Oroin. And those same old Luchas Abris that Moshe Rabbeinu kibel b'har Sinai. So it's no wonder why, according to the Rambam, the Oroin is not a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It's not a mitzvah at all. We do not find in Hilchas Beis Achira what, how, and from what we make the Oroin. So the Rambam in this very same aloha, Perek Dalet aloha Aleph of Hilchas Beis Achira, goes on and he says, כל אלו לא יחזרו בבית שני, ואף אורים ותומים שהיו בבית שני לא היו משויבים ברוח הקודש, ולא היו נשאלים בהם. The אורים ותומים בבית שני didn't function. They lost their function. That's a Gemara in Yom Edav Chof Alef. In בית שני, there were no אורים ותומים. So there are two different פירושים of the Rishonim. Some Rishonim, המפרש הגמור כפשוטה, there were no אורים ותומים. But Tosfos brings, there was Urim Vitumim, but they didn't function. לא היו משיבים ולא היו נשאלים בהם. And that is the opinion of the Rambam. לא היו משיבים ברוח הקודש ולא היו נשאלים בהם. שנאמר, עד המועד כהן לאורים ותומים. ולא היו עושים עושים, אלא כדי להשלים שמונה בגודם לכהן גודל, שלא יהיה מחוסר בגודם. Amazing. So the Rambam says, if the Urim Vitunim had not functioned, בזמן בישייני, why did they do an Urim Vitumim? שלא יהיה הכהן גודל מחוסר בגודם. The Ravid says, the Urim Vitumim have nothing to do with, they're not one of the Shemayna Begodim. The Choshen is one of the Shemayna Begodim, but not the Urim Vitumim. כוסב הרעבד. ועל היורים ותומים ורוח הקודש, שני דבורים הם מן החמישו שחוסו בבעי השני. ולדבורוב לא היו אלה אחד. אורים ותומים ורוח הקודש הם הסיים. דגמון סז ניום החופה עליו חמיש דבורם חוסו בבעי השני. וחיסה בגודם שיומר, אינוי כלום, שאינוי מחש בוינה בגודם. So according to the Rambam, there were no אורים ותומים בזמן בעי השני. There were no Urim V'tumim. The Rambam says there were Urim V'tumim, even though they had no function. Shelo yehi koyin mechusar begodim. So what is the essence of this machloikis? I think the Rambam l'shitosa once again. So today's shir is full of l'shitosas. The Rambam maintains there was no Urim V'bayis sheini. Why not? Yes, the stones weren't the Urim V'tumim. There's a machloikas, the Ramban, and the Rambam, what was the Urim V'tumim? One perish the Ramban brings out of Torah is, it was a klaf of Shemes that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, B'ksav Yodoi, and that was inserted into the Choshen. And that actually activated the Choshen. Without that klaf, there would be no choshen. The other opinion is, it was Maase Uman, made out of Zohov. But the Avonim were the choshen. That was not the Urim V'tumim. Al Yedeya Urim V'tumim, the Avnei HaChoshen, and the letters in the choshen conveyed messages. But the Urim V'tumim wasn't the choshen. However, Rav Tzimmer said something, and some of the commentaries of the Rambam did understand the essence of the Urim V'tumim the way you understood it. So, the Rambam says there were Urim V'tumim, because otherwise the Kohen would be Mechusa Begodim, and the Ravid wonders. In the list of Shmoyna Begodim, we do not find Urim V'tumim, but we do find the Choshen. So the Rambam maintains, Bizman Ba'i Shaini, there was no Oroin. Why not? Because if the essence of the Oroin is the luchos, so what's the point in having an oroin without luchos? The same way the Rambam maintains, if the essence of the choshen was the urim v'tumim, if there is no urim v'tumim, the choshen is not a choshen. In the same way, without the luchos, the oroin is not an oroin. So I once said, you know, it's just a humorous way to say it, the oroin is not an Aron. Aron, it's not Aron. It's Aron. You know, the Sifra Chassidus and Sifra Kapula speak a lot about the Klippas. Klippas Neuge. When you say Klippot, it has a different connotation. It's not Klippas. It's Klippot. Oranges, lemons have Klippot. When you want to speak about the klippas, you can't say klippot. So the oroin is the oroin. It's zelo aron. But the Rambam obviously does maintain, if there are no luchos, there is no oroin. Because the essence of the oroin is only to contain the luchos. And the Rambam defines the choshen mishpat exactly the same way. Without the urim v'tumim, the choshen is kein choshen nicht. And that's what the Rambam says, the reason they made the Urim V'tumim is man by Hasheni, without the Urim V'tumim, the choshen has no meaning. If the choshen has no meaning, then the kodim is mechus of begodim. Not because the urim etumim are one of the shmoneh begodim, but the choshen is one of the shmoneh begodim. And the choshen without the urim etumim is not a choshen. Same reason as the oroin without the luchos is not an oroin. The rabbit says, this is not a logical comparison at all. The yachas between the oroin and the luchos is not the same as the choshen and the urim v'tumim. The oroin is all about the luchos. That is the essence of what, after all, the oroin was, an aron. That is the essence, what a box is made for. Boxes are made to fill them up. What are cupboards made for? To contain. So the essence of the oroin is the luchos. Without luchos, what's the point of making a box if it's an empty box? But the rabbit maintains the relationship between the urim v'tumim and the choshen is different. The choshen is one of the klei mikdash. It's one of the big day kahuna with urim v'tumim or without urim v'tumim. So the urim v'tumim were relevant and were needed only when they responded. But im lo hayu nish'olin behem v'lo hayu meshivim, then the choshen is still a choshen, it's one of the shmoneh begodim, but what need was there for an urim v'tumim? And maybe the essence of the machloikas is pshat in a posik. V'notato el choshen ha-mishpot esa urim v'yesa tumim. Rashi brings two different perushim. Why is the choshen called and defined choshen ha-mishpot? What's the pshat of the posik? V'nosato el choshen ha-mishpot esa urim v'yesa tumim. Rashi brings two perushim. One perush is, Al yedei urim v'tumim, the choshen is choretz din v'mishpat. When the Kohen Gadol, the Mensanedin had a shayla, they needed a psak, they asked the urim v'tumim. And the urim v'tumim was korveya, the fates of people. Al yedei urim v'tumim, the choshen was choretz din v'mishpat. And that is why the choshen is called choshen v'mishpat. Second pshat, the choshen is mechaper al ivus hadin. That is the Gemara in Zevuchim and Tamor. And because the choshen is mechaper al ivus hadin, that's why it's called choshen ha-mishpot. The Rambam maintains the first pshat. The choshen ha-mishpot is defined as choshen ha-mishpot because of the urim v'tumim. And it's exactly the same as the posuk says, esa oroin le'edus. The oroin is defined as Aroin ho'edus. Aroin le'edus. So without the luchos ho'edus, the aroin has no meaning. Without the urim v'tumim, the choshen would have no meaning. And if the choshen wouldn't have urim v'tumim, the kohen would be mechusa begodim. Not because the urim v'tumim are one of the shmoneh begodim, but the choshen is. And the choshen without urim v'tumim is not a choshen. It's void. It's meaningless. That's the Rambam. And the Ravid maybe maintains Rashi's second pshat. The choshen is mechaper al ivus hadin, but urim v'tumim lechud, v'choshen lechud. The choshen was one of shmoneh begodim, like the ephod, like the mechnasayim, like the megbas, like the ksinus, like the tzitz. One of shmoneh begodim, v'tu lo. However, the oroin is different. Regarding the oroin, everybody agrees. Without the luchos ho'edus, the oroin is meaningless. And that's why, b'bayis shayni, there was no oroin. So we spoke about v'yusin migdosh, mizbeach, klei migdosh, beis migdosh, and especially aroin ho'edus. So in this week's Parsha, another interesting comment that we find in the Ramban and Rashi, and that is actually a Medrash. V'yosuri migdosh v'shuchanti b'soichem. All the other clay migdosh, mitzvah asiyas belosh and yochid, v'osiso, regarding the menorah, v'osiso menorah zov tohor miksho, Ve'osiso shelchon atzei shutim. The only one of the Klei HaMikdash in which we find the Loshon Rabbim is the Oroin. Ve'osu Aroin atzei shutim. The Rishonim, Rashi brings, why ve'osu? Yavou kuloim v'yisasku ba'oroin kedei sheyisku l'toiro. Oren was the Luchos. The Oren was Mashpia Torah. So just like Va'osu Limigdosh Beloshen Ram, because that is a mitzvah which is on the entire people, Kach Gam Ba'Aroin Avedus. Va'osu Aroin Atzei Shittim. Unlike the Menorah, the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Shulchan, Va'osiso, not Va'osu. Yavou kulom v'yisasku ba'oroin kedei sheyisku l'toyret. So my question is, why in the next posuk v'tzi piso oiso zohov toyo loshin yochid v'yotzakto lo arba taboy zohov loshin yochid v'osisu badei atzei shitnim v'tzi piso oisam zohov loshin yochid. Only the first posuk is loshin rabin v'osu oroin atzei shitnim. So my feeling is this. In Parshas Ekev, when we learn once again about the Luchos, after Moshe Rabbeinu comes down with the second set of Luchos Shnias, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Vo'osiso lecho aroin eitz, for the Luchos. Make a wooden box for the Luchos. But in this week's Parsha, the Oren was Zohav Tor, wood in the middle. But Zohav mebifnim v'mebichutz. So my feeling is this. The Oren essentially had two different meanings. It was twofold. The Oren, first of all, first and foremost, is associated with the Luchos. But after all, it is one of the Klei HaMikdash. The Oren that is dependent on the Luchos and primarily associated with the Luchos is only eitz. Eitz chayim ile machazikim bo. So in Parshas Ekev, right after Kodesh Baruch Hu gives Moshe the Luchos, he says, Vosiso lecho aroin eitz. No Zohov there. The Torah has nothing to do with Zohov. The Torah has to do with eitz. Eitz chayim ile machazikim bo. Everything that was gold was associated with the Beis HaMikdash lekoved veletaforis. Because the Klei HaMikdash, all of them contained gold. Some of them were pure gold, like the Menorah. Others were partially gold. But whatever is gold in the Beis HaMikdash is associated with majesty, with royalty, with the magnificence of Beis HaMikdash l'Kovod v'Tiferes. And the Oren is part of Kovod v'Tiferes. The Oren that is associated directly with Torah, with the Luchos, is Vosiso Lecho Aroin Eitz. And that is the remez of Eitz Chaim Ile Machazikimbo. And therefore, yes, the Loshen Rabbim is Vosu Aroin Atzei Shittim. Yavou Kulom V'yisaski Ba'oroin Kedei Sheyisku B'Torah. The Badim and all the other sections of Zov, Shteit Loshen Yochid Vosiso. Because that is no longer directly associated with Torah and with the Luchos Eidus. Kach Nero L'Ani Yisdaik.
What about the Chazal called the Kochem Shein Teche Gebara in the Kochem because of Zohar Bais in the Chutz, which is Mashmetz, the Torah is the Zohar?
That's a good question. So maybe in another Shir, in another Drosh, I'll say exactly what you say now. Klal Godol B'Yodi. Especially when we're dealing with Machshava and Agadata. Different Mamorim and different Megdroshim are not consistent. They never were meant to be consistent. We don't need one idea to explain all the Megdroshim and all the different Memre di Agadata. It is impossible to explain them all with one Mahalach, and it was never meant to be that way. I think there is no need, Bechlal, to make an effort. So Mamore Chazal and Midrash Chazal, especially Mamore Agadat, are not consistent and they don't all need to be explained in the same way. So on one hand, yes, it is Toichek Baroi. In a way, and I stress, in a way, the entire Oren has a shaychus with the luchos. After all, just 10 minutes ago, I said, and by Shani, there was no Oren because there were no luchos. So essentially, the Oren is one. There is no Oren Zohav Beli Eitz. There is no Oren Eitz Beli Zohav. But what I do prove from the Pasuk in Eikev is what is primarily associated with the luchos was Siseluch Aron Eitz. As long as there was no Beis HaMikdash, there was no need for gold, even the Oroin. All that was needed for the Oroin, for the Luchos originally, stage one was Aroin Eitz. And that is my interpretation why the Loshon Rabbim is Oni v'osis v'osu Aroin Atzishit. Oh, I thought my response here would be good for here as well. I don't know. That is also a klotz kasha. There's no need. So this pasuk teaches us yavo kulam v'yisasku ba'orim. Not every pasuk has to convey that same message. I think when Moshe got the luchos, it was something more personal. He was up in the heavens. He got the luchos. He had to make Aron Eitz. When they built the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't use that same Aron Eitz. Now, it was a public enterprise. It was for Klal Yisrael. And therefore, now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yavoh Kulam V'yisasku Ba'Aron. Ve'ein B'zeh Kol Pela. You know, whenever people ask me these type of kashas and agadatas, I say, you need some virtual button in your head, which is the mode button. When I switch from Lumdis to Agadata, press that button. It's a different mode. These kashas aren't really relevant. So right now I need to press that mode. So I think this was a very interesting discussion regarding the essence of Asiyas HaMikdash. Meheri Yabona Beis HaMikdash, we should be Zorcha B'Korah B'Yameinu. Whether it'll be according to the Rambam, whether we will actually build a Bayis HaShlishi, or Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yered, Eishman HaShemayim, that is up to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We'll be happy with whatever we get. We should only be Zorcha to Bias HaGoyal and to Binyam Beis HaMikdash. So many times I explain that the entirety of Avodas HaMikdash centers around three central kelim. Three and only three. Mizbeach, Shulchan, v'Menorah. And those were the three kelim in the Heichal. What do they symbolize, these three kelim? Borur b'yena, even though I don't know who says it clearly, but it's clear. So clear that everybody could say it. Al shloisha dvorim uvoyle moimed ala toiru ala voide val gemeles chosodim. And those essentially are the three kelim in the Heichal. Dvar yoim biyoimoy dvar shabbos bishabbatoy. So the Menorah symbolizes Torah. And there are many Ma'amor Chazal to prove that in Shabbos Chofei. Harogel b'ner havale b'nin talmid ha-chachomim sh'nemar ki nemrei tzva v'toyroh. Bova basla. That's Shabbos Chofei. Bova basla chofei. Harogel b'ner havale b'nin, that's the Gemara on Shabbos. Haroi tzalach kim yadrim. V'samonech Menorah b'doroim. There's a wonderful word from the Netziv, B'tchilat Parshas Tetzava. The Netziv brings a medesh. Reb Tarfon ki aveshom adova metukon, hava omar kaftor v'ferach. The medesh says that when Reb Tarfon heard a guta chiddush, he used to say kaftor v'ferach. Why did he say kaftor v'ferach? So the Netziv says, maybe it was beloshon melitza, but the way we learn Chazal, yes, maybe they were Pythonim, maybe they were poetic. Some of them were more poetic, others were more prosaic, maybe. But the way we learn Chazal, whatever they said, there was always a kavona amuka in Pnimiyas HaTorah. So why did Reb Tarfon say Kaftor V'Ferach? So then it writes, the Menorah not only symbolizes Torah, it was Mashpia Torah. And when Reb Tarfon heard a guta dvar Torah, he said, "Dovah zeh nishpa mekaftoreh v'pruchev shemenoyos amor." V'koyr ani al divrei anetziv kaftor v'ferach. But I want to add my feeling about Kaftor Veferach. In Medrash, we learn that the posek Oiz v'hodo levusho in Mishle refers to Torah. And the Torah necessitates Oiz and Hodo. Oiz is power and courage and clarity. Omra Torah va'amitas Torah. Hodo is beauty. Torah is beautiful, and it should be beautiful. And it should be conveyed with all its unbelievable beauty. Omer Reish Lokesh, Kol Amoitzi Divrei Torah, Ve'enom Arevim Al Oznei Shoim Ein, Ki Kalo Shehi Arevo, Lefnei Achoson Mutav Loi Shaloi Amoron. So Reish Lokesh says in Medrash, whoever teaches Torah, and the Divrei Torah that he teaches, and he conveys to his Talmidim, aren't as appealing as a Kala, Ba'enei Achoson, Mutav Loi Shaloi Amoron. If you can't say it, don't. Leave it to others. Torah needs to be conveyed in its utmost beauty, and that is Hador, Oiz v'Hador Levusha. And I argue that the Menorah has different parts. The Konim are essential. Without the Konim, you have no Neiris. Without the Neiris, you cannot light the candles. But the Kaftorim and Prochim weren't necessary. They weren't essential. They only belong to the beauty of the Menorah. So when Reb Tarfon heard a Dovah Mitukan, not only with eyes, but with Hador and with beauty, he said, Kaftor Veferach. This is the way it has to be. This is Nishba Mekaftoreo Veprocheo, the beauty of Menorah Samor. So Menorah indicates, symbolizes, and is Mashpia Torah. And it goes without saying that the Mizbechos are associated with Avodah. Rabbeinu Yonah, in the very first mission, in the beginning of Masechet Tovos, Ashloisha Dvorim Oilam Oimid, Rabbeinu Yonah explains Avodah means Avodah Sekarbonis. V'liachas Shukhura V'abayis, Avodah Setfilah. After all, the Gemara says, Ambrochas Chovov, Tfilas Keneged Karbonis Tiklim. The three Tfilas are associated with the different Karbonis. So the Mizbeach symbolizes Avodah. What's the Shulchan? Very last Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara says, Shulchonoi Shaloda Mechaper, Kimizbeach. Both Rashi and Tosis explain that that is the mitzvah of Echnos Asorchim and Gimelis Chosodim. So the three Klei Amigdosh are associated and symbolize Torah Avoido Gimelis Chosodim. What about the Oroin? The Oroin definitely is Torah. We just learned Rashi. Yavau Kulam Vies Aski Ba'orin Kedei Shiyiska Ba'Torah. But the Oren is in Kodesh HaKodeshim. Kol Odom Lo Yieh Ba'oyal. Yerushalmi twice says, when the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKodeshim, Nispashet V'Nase Kemalach. So the Oren is in total concealment. Many times we learn in Zohar, Al Shloisha Dvorim U'Olam Oimid, but the three aren't the same. In practicality, they're on the same. And we cannot give preference to one before the others. However, beitkasya velo beitgalya, benelam velo begilui, in Kodesh HaKodeshim, Torah reigns supreme. In Kodesh HaKodeshim, there is nothing else. Only the Aron and the Luchos HaOeidos. So the Zohar teaches us many times that the central pillar is Torah. So Torah does have a unique place in the Bria. And where is the Oroin situated? On the Evan Ashasio B'Kodesh HaKodeshim. What is the interpretation of Evan Ashasio? Mimeno Hushtata Olam. That is the cornerstone of creation. That is everything. And the Evan Ashasio is in total concealment. In Kodesh HaKodeshim, Sham Orenu Eidus V'bo Luchas Abris. So Behester, Bepnimius Torah reigns supreme. B'mokum Ragle Akoyanim, the daily Avoida, the Avoida of Shabbos Lechem Aponim, three Kalim. Same importance. In practicality, they are the same. Al Shloisha Dvorim U'Olam Oimid. In Pnimius, in Kodesh HaKodeshim, Behester, Loi begolui, only the Oren, Luchas Oedis, and that is the Torah. That is the central pillar. V'talmud Torah keneged kulam. Miyaminu mismael, mezeu meze, is chesed and avoid. So the Medrash says, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Yavou v'yasku bebinyan habayis, v'mala ani aleihem ki'ilu bonu beis HaMikdash. So I quoted Rashi and Tosis, Shavuos Tezvov, Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis, and Sanhedrin, that the Bayis HaShlishi will come down from the heavens. So how will we build the Bayis HaShlishi? Amor lebnei Yisrael v'yoyiske behelchas habayis, v'mala ani aleihem ki'ilu bonu beis HaMikdash. So that is our duty, to be yosik behelchas habayis. V'kodesh bochum amal aneinu ki lebono beis habigdash. We should be zoich bekoro b'yameinu to see, to witness. Ze habayis ha-shlishi sholu mitzap eloi. Banu ive mishul chal yered. Eish men ha-shamayim shenem ar migdash Hashem. Koinenu yudecho b'mheirov yomeinu. Amen.